I'd like to get the meeting started again. Missing Councilman Waller. I see him outside the door there. So let's go ahead and get started. First up, item 7 is new business. And we'll be talking with P.E. Osage, Roy Fletcher.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Chairman Gates.
Second chair, but that's all right.
I was the chair.
Yeah.
We're here today to talk a little bit about a tract to be nominated for the upcoming lease sale. This tract has one issue with it that's, for a company our size, is a risk we cannot take on. And it relates to on page 2 and 3 of our handout.
Yes, sir.
You'll notice that.
Yes, sir.
Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Superintendent.
Is there a way that I can get a copy of that? I got it. Thank you. Go ahead.
Anyway, as you'll see by the pictures, there's one of the original wells was drilled in the middle of the Arkansas River back in the early 1953, if I remember right, plus minus a couple of years. Obviously, company our size can't take the risk of, and from talking to Lynn, it sounds, I believe this well has been plugged, but we have not seen the records of that. We can't take the risk of, you know, plugging environmental or remediation associated with this well. At some point in time, somebody's going to have to dismantle the derrick, bring that onshore. When we were out there a couple weeks ago, I guess a month ago now, there is some of the remediation work has been done on electricity flow lines to the platform from the shoreline. Obviously, there's still some considerable future dollars that need to be spent there. Obviously, if there was ever an environmental or plugging issue associated with that well, given its location and in the middle of the Arkansas River, that would be very, very costly and bad for all parties involved. So what we're asking for today is on this quarter section that's in the auction, if we can exclude this well bore from that quarter section, all plugging responsibility, all environmental responsibility, all remediation responsibility from previous to, you know, for future. We believe there's some things to do with this lease, but that...
Excuse me, Roy. Is this going to be in the auction?
Yes.
Then you have no way of asking us for anything until you purchase the lease at auction.
Right, but I have a $100 call option here, right?
I nominated it.
If I can't resolve this issue, I'm not going to bid on it. I can't take the risk of leasing it in the auction, coming back and not that you.
Is this the only quarter section that you nominated? Was this one? So I recognize Richard.
I've already reported to the bills as well as the plug.
Right.
So, you know, we do have work.
Okay. Councilman Redcorn.
Yes, I thank you, Chair. How do you feel about this, Superintendent? I mean, this is something we generally don't see. The responsibilities of all these leases. What's your thoughts?
Well, I'm going to have to come back to my subject matter expert here.
Okay.
What we could do, since the wells are in the flood, we could actually do an assessment on it and look at maybe getting an OERB out. They won't flood a well, but that's in at the site. And then we get them to salvage all the equipment off there, remove it, and, you know, that'd be my suggestion to do it.
So, Roy, is that your only heartburn?
Yeah.
You're not trying to negotiate a lease? You're not trying to set the terms?
Yeah, that's all.
Well, what's all this?
That's the main issue on this quarter section.
So you're willing to take it at auction as long as you can get some satisfaction on the oil derrick out in the Arkansas River?
Yes, sir. I just can't take on that risk.
Councilman Rebar.
Thank you, Chair. In the past, we've had lease sales where there were unplugged well bores on the lease. And when you bid on the lease at the auction, you didn't necessarily have to take those well bores.
That was a that was a practice in the past, and they since stopped that.
And because the language used to say, you know, that the well bores may be awarded to the successful bidder should they choose to accept it. So we've done it in the past to be able to lessen accept well bores. And in this case, we're already told by the superintendent that this well's already been plugged.
Superintendent?
So it really shouldn't be an issue.
I would strongly recommend that the Minerals Council do not allow individuals to pick and choose ever again, because that just increases your orphan well
I agree.
What happened in the past, but I will be very vocal and continue to say
that. Was that $100 barrel? And is that $14,000 a day?
I do know
there was a lot of problems associated with it. I'd be against it. I always called it cherry picking the well bores and then leaving those that you didn't want. It created the orphan well.
Yeah, I guess
compounded it.
The only thing I would say on that is my understanding is the day that we've done that lease used to have 7 well bores. 2 have recently been plugged in the last, call it, I think, 5 years. The rest of them are on the plugging list and the orphan well list. So yes, kind of cherry picking one in the middle of the river, but it sounds like it's already been plugged, but I'm also willing to take the responsibility for the 4 that's remaining there. So you can kind of look at it as I'm taking 4 off your list. I feel pretty good with it.
Mr. Fletcher, I'm familiar with that lease. That's a very good area. It's got a lot of oil potential. They hit a lease there probably a mile north of there that they were producing 1,500 barrels a day at one point. And then on the south side of that river, Pawnee is killing it. So you've got a good spot.
And producing great ruby juice.
Councilman Redcorn.
Hey, thank you, Chair. How quickly can we get a result from OARD?
That I cannot guarantee with time. It could be 6 months and maybe 3 years.
It may be problematic if we sell it, then it's a terminated lease at the moment with no responsible party, but if someone takes it over, then I see you're...
Yeah, we just have to, make a determination, submit it to them, and then make a determination whether
they will do it. Okey-doke. Is that it? Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. All right, moving on to the next subject. One of gentlemen.
Chair Gates, Council Member Ben, I'm Dustin Barr, One Oak, also based company, and I have a government relations for One Oak. So thank you for having us today. With your permission, also I'd like to introduce Charles Montford. He's our senior reservoir engineer. And so I brought him along today so he can answer all the really tough questions.
What was your name again?
Dusty Dark.
Dusty Dark, okay, we got your correspondence. Yeah.
And this gentleman's name?
Charles Monk.
And he knows everything about what we ever talk
about.
No, everything.
He definitely knows a lot more.
Yes, he's our long week there.
First of all, I want to tell you thank you very much for making time for us today. I really appreciate it. We were here, I think it was about 14 months ago. We served in the year last year, so there's been some changes. But as you all know, you have the Osage storage facility. It's actually not far from our headquarters down to Tulsa. And we've had that lease that completed the aspiration from the nation here since 1943.
That's correct.
And we have been on a 5-year lease, I believe, that from 2013 that will expire at the end of November of 2018 of this year. And we've paid, I believe, $230,000 annually to lease that reservoir from the council. And you guys have been a wonderful working partner for many years. According to that 5-year lease, we had to notify you, I think it was in November of 2016, that we were looking to not not going to do that because of the number of issues that we're having with the facility. And of course, we came before the council maybe last year to visit about that. For about a year, I think, Joel, is that right? For a little over a year? We've been doing that all now.
January 2017, we started blowing down.
January 2017, we've been blowing down the field.
Could you come forward? We could have trouble hearing what you just said.
Make sure it's not.
Yeah.
Yes, we've been withdrawing gas from the field starting in January of 2017 to blow the remaining gas. Yes, we haven't injected any additional bodies.
Okay.
And so what, when I reached out initially 4, 5, 6 weeks ago, a little bit longer, we were talking kind of about a request, but sent Amy and Lacey the letter, also the original lease, or at least the most recent lease that hopefully you all saw, 5 year lease that expires in November. But we also sent a letter, and while we're here today, is to not only provide an update, but to make a request. And part of that is that there's really not a whole lot of gas there. And what we store there is gas that we bought from producers. We already processed the gas in this market rate. And the problem is, even though there's not a whole lot of gas there, but it is coming out slowly and it's kind of tapering off. And so since we have a compressor there, Charles has kind of done some projections, but we're requesting the council's consideration that we be allowed to continue to kind of draw down that gas for an additional 8 months. So that would be December of this year through the end of July. Now, in that intervening period, if you will, we'll be moving forward with plugging some of the wells that aren't in operation at all. I think there are 10.
There's a total of 10 storage wells at the facility. And we're making plans to start plugging the first 5 next week.
Permits have been received. And so then, of course, the agreement that we've proposed and what we're asking you to consider is, of course, we're still going to remediate the site. The only thing that we really do need to do right by the council, but just hate to leave the gas that we bought, that the process and market ready and stranded, if you will. And so that's why we're kind of making the request.
Sure. Councilwoman Gray, did you have a question?
Yeah, of course I'm going to ask the money question.
Right.
If you extend this for that length, what are you going to pay us for extending this?
Well, so that's a very fair question. Charles can talk to you a little bit about the dollar figures, but the reality is there's how much is it?
If we did extend the lease until next July, there's about 130,000 MCF gas that we think will be covered after the normal lease.
Did you say 130,000?
130,000 MCF. So if gas was worth $2 per MCF, then about
278,000.
Yeah, about 260,000.
Of course, you can see the lease price is $230 a year. We've also got an employee there. It's, I want to say full time, but three-fourths of the time, not three-fourths of the time. It's kind of maintaining the compressor, and so economically, there's not a whole lot to gain. It's just that it's gas we've already bought. We've already processed the gas, and so we're having some difficulty with pressure. So it's kind of part of why it's just taking longer. I think really kind of our overall issue.
Are you saying for an additional 8 months is what you're looking at?
I think Charles can tell you why. I think that 8 month period is what we're looking at.
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, if you were renting something from anybody else and say the lease ended, and oh, but I want to stay another 8 months. In any other world, there would be an expectation of a revenue of some cost that would be associated that needs to go to our shareholders.
Some sort of compensation.
Yeah, compensation for those 8 months. We just got to find out, you know, because you're going to be making money on it. And yeah, you got an employee, and yeah, you're closing it down. But to not monetize it and come here with there has to be some cost for us to hold that building and application up for 8 months.
Okay, any other questions? We'll process that.
I have multiple questions.
Oh my God. Okay, anyone else?
Councilman.
Go ahead.
First of all, I would like to confirm with the VIA that we did receive a notice in 2016.
Yes.
I did review it this week for the first time. Oh, by the way, Charles, I don't know if you were going to be serious in 4 minutes, but my last year of duty in the public role was with common resources. So I know you came here about.
Enid, Oklahoma.
I'm sorry, what?
You were from Enid, Oklahoma.
Well, actually, I'm from Tulsa, I came in, but it's not Sicilian. But I read your contract for the gas storage, and of course the rental fee, if that's what you want to call it, was escalated every year, so it's a little more than $230,000 for this year. And I'd like to confirm with the DIA that we have to pay that escalated fee each year on time. So that's good, which I have no doubt that it'll be done. But you know, we need to ask. So I guess, are you proposing to pay some kind of compensation for the additional months to take it out? Or are you just supposed to pay some additional months?
I mean, I think our ask is Councilman Form would be because of our long standing partnership since the progressives later. And we can show you the figures, but there really isn't a whole lot there about pressure issues with it. And so because of the compressor of the side, the employee, there's really not a whole lot to be made, to be honest with you. So our first ask would be that you consider the additional time, knowing that the amount of store at 100%. And I think that would be 5 levels. Next year, by that July, but if you know, there's a limit or something that the council feels like is needed, I'm certainly happy to take that back for people to see. But I will say, I do think we have to move quickly, if not to be able to honor our November 30th exit date.
Is there, you said that you are not going to renew the lease because there are multiple issues with the storage facility. Could you enlighten us a little bit about that? What will be left with on these issues?
Sure. Charles, can you come?
I guess it's just maintenance issues of the well. We're needing to go in and check periodically the condition of the casing. If there's a hole in the casing, some type of remediation that's needed. We can set the liners in the wells. So we're just not going to have to spend more money to remediate the wells for all additional maintenance that we're going to be performing.
So just over casing and stuff that might be repaired all year and repair up to this point. Do you have any kind of document that identifies the problem areas?
All the wells are in good shape at this time, so there's nothing we need to do at this time. We have run some broken logs in the wells and have checked everything out. So they're in good shape. Right? The ones that were bad, we probably repaired.
Would you entertain some kind of an obligation to going forward for, you know,
there were any problems after it was made and acted, would you have any kind of obligation to come back if there was any problems or you can? I can speak to that. Our plan is to plug all the wells in accordance to the permits that we receive. Basically, we're going to have cement at the bottom of the well all the way to the surface. We're going to have cement between the surface casing.
I'm going to go to Councilman Redcorn right now.
Thank you, Chair.
BIA, could we ask if you all like what you're hearing and not Ms. Phillips?
Yeah, I'm kind of looking at this, but I think.
Well, I had maybe one recommendation we may look at. Possibly what they paid this last year, maybe prorated out, what they paid the equipment, prorated out, make it 8 months.
Could I ask BIA provide the chair a recommendation on this, including, you talk to these folks and give a recommendation to the mineral council on how you envision this proposal. Is that?
What do you mean, proposing that?
Well, I'm hearing you're showing prorating possibly.
Yeah, I mean, that's my recommendation, I mean.
That seems fair.
I mean, that seems fair to me.
You know.
And then, I think in that case.
If I might add additional language, is there's any value that I'm hearing on the floor, maybe your new employee could maybe.
We already approved the permits below.
Okay, so that conversation won't happen.
Right.
You're just saying prorate it out, tell them we're getting it right. I think that's fair.
Well, let me slip in one question before I go to Councilman Rebar. How many wells are we talking about?
Total 10 wells.
10, and you're getting ready to plug 5 next week? Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair.
I have a question. Does this facility with this storage, what formation are we putting in the gas?
The Burgess.
The Burgess sand, just sit on top of this city? Apparently you all have identified the end of that particular reservoir. Is there any other producers nearby that might be taking gas out of Burgess close by that might be draining that? Okay. I'm just trying to see if this might be an asset that if we plug these wells, we will lose it. Is there a market for this facility to another potential gas company? Would another gas company, I know that your company want to abandon it, but would it be of any value to another gas company to take this over and use it just like you all have been using over the years?
I would say that's a possibility.
Have you all even attempted to try to sell it? And do you anticipate that if we try to sneak out somebody, we wouldn't be very likely able to find somebody that would want it? I'm just afraid if we plugged out these wells, it's probably a done finished project. If it's got potential, then we can lease it to somebody else. I'm just curious about that.
Superintendent Phillips.
I know that council member Foreman said that she had read this, that's what I'm doing. I'm only here reading the contract itself. And they have, in accordance with their contract, they have the right to come in, give notice, and cancel the lease. So I don't know if by chance they have any responsibility to find somebody to step in and take this over. She just asked.
So they've met their terms of the agreement, appropriate notice prior to November 2016.
So I think at this point, the only thing that the BIA would recommend would be like what Richard said.
I agree. I think, if you guys want extra time, you're going to have to pay for it. If not, plug it, move on.
Mr. Chairman, may I just say, I want to be careful what I say. Based on our projections, if we were to prorate, so 8 months out of the year, it's just not economical. Actually cost me to stay and the value of the gas that's based on what
you have our offer. What's your offer?
Well,
zero?
That's what we're asking is if you give us the opportunity to continue to drive down. We certainly understand. I think one thing you would say is the additional time might give you additional 8 months to find someone interested in doing this before. I
doubt that there's much of a market for people storing gas on the north end of Tulsa next to Gilcrease in a high school.
And just goes into the system.
Yes. is.
Of course, if somebody wanted to use it, they could send it to us, I guess, if they knew that.
I think it's worth exploring. I don't think we can just dismiss it.
We've got 8 months, you know, if this will go through.
They've got to the end of November to plug it.
Right. Well, unless we give them an extension.
For a certain amount. Councilwoman Gray.
Yeah, I was hoping that there would be, you know, maybe not at the same cost of what it was, but there has to be something that would be, and I think maybe that's what you need to take back to your powers of being for you, Mr. Dark, is to find out what will be that, I mean, you're offering zero. So, and we're saying at the same rate, we can come somewhere, but I mean, it's just like if you rent a house and, hey, my lease is done, but I'm gonna stay 8 more months, but I don't want you to charge me anything. It just, in my mind, I mean, even though that person was a good renter or held a lease, but you gotta offer something so you can wind this down. I mean, that's just, to me, that seems only fair. And meanwhile, we can work out the, maybe we find someone else, but that's not on you, and it's not on us. You've got a plug and you're on down. But if you're wanting 8 months, it's not like you're wanting 30 days. I can see 30 days or even 60, but you want 8 months.
Because I was wanting to, I was going to nominate those tracks for the next lease sale, gas only.
I would say this, we're not using the facility for commercial purposes, which is what we're always using it for. So I do think from our perspective, it is a fair difference, at least in my mind, is that we're not using that to supply gas to go to industrial consumers and to also what have you. We're actually just trying to draw out gas that they would otherwise have. So I think that's why the letter was sent.
But at the end of the day, you will make a profit, even at the minimum amount, you will profit from it. And you're asking us for a zero lease, so you're going to have to come back with something. That's
Councilman Redcorn.
I make a thought here that you actively pursue trying to conduct these leases on somebody as a condition of the closeout. Make a concerted effort to find a lessee on these locations. We forego the program.
We're not aware of anyone that.
That's even a no. You're not even going to do that. You just want a free out on this contract. Is that right? I'm asking a question. You're saying no?
I don't even think he has
the ability.
Superintendent Phillips?
I don't think he has the ability to do that now because he provided us notice in 2016 saying that he is not going to extend.
So he's got to plug it out, close it out. He's got, I'm sure they got environmental concerns and.
I think
there have been some historical issues
Derek,
Dustin.
Dustin and Craig.
Charles.
Charles, man. My, Dale Barnaby just goes, I'm in the right area, the right area. But I would recommend that maybe you go back and you know, the Minerals Council, it's up to the Minerals Council if you want to give the additional 8 months. It's up to you. I'll follow your lead there.
Only a monetary consideration, if not, I'm fine with the November deadline and close it out and everybody move on.
All our plans are to be out of there by November 30.
Okay.
Next week, we'll watch 5 wells, and sometime in November, we'll plug the other 5 wells. So we appreciate your time.
Sure.
We'll take it back and crunch the numbers. The reality is the cost of lease plus money with freshmen and employee care makes the profit very, very minimal for us, which is why it just simply isn't an economically feasible for us to do it based on the numbers we provide. So that's, we don't want to be offensive. That's why.
We understand, we know where you stand and you know where we stand, so we'll just go from there. Councilman Redcorn again?
I would just say, let the VIA close it out. Our new seat bid, close it out. Because you told them to come here for some reason. I would say, we're going to give it to you to close it from your interest and you close this out because we're having a hard time pulling value on this whole last issue. So you close it out for your thoughts and thoughts and wishes, and that's it.
With that being said, an inspection will be made to ensure that you guys are on the property.
Sure. Right. That's certainly
an issue. Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay. Moving on item 7C, approval of budget C395. I believe Margaret, I think this might be, oh.
Excuse me, Chair.
We have one item and we were going to speak with you in executive. If you want us to call you and have you come back?
No,
or if you
I can stay.
Okay, this should move pretty fast.
Yeah.
Okay, approval of budget C395-7. Is that in our books?
Yes, it should be in your books. If not, I think they have additional copies.
They're in there.
They're in there. Okay. So, on a positive note, if you look under revenue where it says tribal, we requested $240,041 from the Osage Congress, and that was approved. So that money will be seen in October. Thank you to our committee and to all of you for support of that, that we got that additional money for us, for our space costing and the move. So we have $1,240,041, and we put that in appropriate line items, and it has been approved out of committee as a due pass to full council, and so I need a motion on C395.
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion by Councilman Waller and seconded by Councilman Redcorn. Any discussion?
Question.
Seeing none, call for the question. Roll call.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Councilman Redcorn, yes. I just want to see you.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Yes.
Councilman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Corman?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay. Next item is the S510, I assume, budget.
S510 had a total of $40,706. And it's been allocated towards operations, occupancy, professional fees, donations, and equipment. And so we worked that out, and in committee it did receive a due pass And so I have a second motion.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion for the S-510 by Councilman Waller and seconded again by Councilman Redcorn. Call for the question. Roll call.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Reddickel?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Councilman Waller?
Yes.
Second Chair Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, that being done, go to item seven and part E, approval of digitization grant budget. Who's, is this? Councilman Redcorn?
Yes, is this sort of well?
Yeah, the people that do pass out some things.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and, is that okay for, on our part?
Yeah, discussion.
Okay, first of all, we voted on the Orphan Well Committee to submit this budget that we approved to the Budget Committee and let Ms. Gray work this through, not only to the council, but Candy Thomas, who's the grant specialist for the nation. The only thing that's left out there that unresolved is the vehicle. So we're still trying to chase those issues down. We talked to BIA and Richard Winlock, and we might have some solutions there. Also, we're exploring rental, so I'm gonna move that, I'm gonna ask that we reconsider Ms. Gray work with Candy Thomas to close the vehicle issue and close that grant out. So that's the only thing left in this budget. Thank you, Mayor.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yeah, okay, so what we've done with all, based upon all the information that we have and that we received from the Orphan Well Committee, and we worked with Candy Thomas. We learned that, you know, a government, a GSA lease is not available, nor is the, in the budget to outright buy a vehicle. But that is another, it's probably gonna end up being a budget modification down the road. Because we've already set up the $176,650 of the grant. And we put that in, you know, salaries, employee benefits, travel. We do have line item for the travel, operations expenses, professional fees. We have consultants one and two that have, definitely have some great value to this grant. And so I am recommending, we gotta do pass out of committee to go through this. We may have to come back by next month and look at whether we're gonna do a lease and pay insurance on a vehicle, but we're hoping we'll hear back from Richard.
I was just trying to see her. Every time she does it, she moves one more place.
So, so if, hopefully the best case scenario is that Mr. Winlock can come back with a solution for us that of a government vehicle that can be used. Mr. Lynn says that he's going to need something that can, you know, he'll be on the field, so it'll be like a truck or something for that. So anyway, but I am requesting, in order for us to start drawing down on this, we do need to pass this budget, and if we need to come back and modify it, then we will, I will bring it back to
the committee.
Richard, did you have something to add?
Yes, I talked to Mr. Redcorn. He's a chairman of the Redcorn. He contacted me about the vehicle, and I suggested that we were looking to see if we could find a fleet vehicle, which is different from a GSA vehicle. GSA vehicle is a lease, it's a fleet vehicle. The agency may own that vehicle, if they would own that vehicle, so there wouldn't be anything other than if they had access to vehicles, then I could possibly ask around, see if there is one, within, they could, we could sign a exceptions on the part of the, mental state, except that vehicle will be used to assume all the responsibility for the vehicle.
Upkeep and insurance.
Insurance, maintenance, everything. I mean, we wouldn't have anything to do with the government.
Transfer of property.
Yeah, transfer of property. But anyway, I'll check on that with region and see what I can find.
Okay, to the question on the floor, we got a motion. We got a second. Motion by Councilman Waller and a second by Councilwoman Foreman. Call for the question.
Councilman Grable?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Councilman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Gates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilman Redcliffe?
Yes.
Motion passes.
That takes care of our new business. I'd entertain a motion to go into executive.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Redcorn, seconded by Chairman or Councilman Waller. Is that correct? Call for the question.
Please.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Councilman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Secretary.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Six.
Check myself.
Yes.
To go in there, yes.
Yes, sorry.
Councilman Gray?
Please check.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Yes.
5 minutes, please, Chair.
Okay. 5 minutes and we'll come back.
Six.